From Dorothy, it's April 5, 2026, 3 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting Attorney General. President Donald Trump ended Attorney General Pam Bondi's 14-month tenure on Thursday. He replaced her with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche on an interim basis. This marks the second major cabinet shakeup in less than a month following the dismissal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend who oversaw a significant decline in murder rates. However, sources indicate the decision stems from frustration regarding her handling of Jeffrey Epstein files and a failure to prosecute political enemies. Reports suggest Trump used blunt language during a car ride to inform her of the termination. Bondi faced intense scrutiny over the Department of Justice management of Epstein documents, which led to embarrassing court losses. She was scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee on April 14th regarding these documents. Todd Blanche previously served as one of Trump's personal defense attorneys during the hush money trial in New York. He is expected to leave the department immediately while navigating these ongoing controversies.
U.S. Special Operations Forces rescue the second airman from an F-15 shot down over Iran. American Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace early Sunday. President Donald Trump announced the extraction on social media. The operation concluded a high-risk mission that began Friday when Iranian forces downed the two-seater fighter jet. This marks the first time in over 20 years that an American warplane has been shot down by enemy fire. Both airmen were extracted from deep inside Iranian territory after what sources describe as a heavy firefight. All personnel involved in the rescue mission are reported safe and out of Iranian airspace. The downing occurred 5 weeks into a conflict between United States and Israeli forces against Iran. The Pentagon confirmed that two American aircraft were hit by Iranian fire on Friday in separate incidents. In addition to the F-15E, a single-pilot A-10 Thunderbolt was also struck. While the pilot of that aircraft was safely recovered, the incident underscores growing danger for American forces in the region. Iranian state media released images of the wreckage and announced a $60,000 bounty for the capture of the American aircrew.
Reports suggest Attorney General Bondi's dismissal was driven by frustration over Epstein files and political prosecutions. Multiple news outlets report that President Trump's frustration with Attorney General Pam Bondi centered on two primary issues. The first involves the release of files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The second concerns a perceived failure to pursue criminal prosecutions against the president's political enemies. Sources familiar with the situation told NBC News and the New York Times that Trump had been unhappy with Bondi's performance for months. They cite an inability to deliver on demands for aggressive action against perceived foes as a key factor. The Washington Examiner reported that a gradual erosion of confidence led to the abrupt ouster after weeks of internal White House frustration. Bondi faced intense scrutiny for the Department of Justice management of Epstein documents, which led to several embarrassing court losses. Bondi reshaped the Justice Department by ending its traditional practice of political independence from the White House, despite her loyalty.
Critics and legal experts question the handling of Epstein files following Bondi's firing. Legal experts and conservative influencers are questioning the management of Jeffrey Epstein files following Attorney General Pam Bondi's dismissal. Bondi was widely expected to aggressively pursue the administration agenda, yet reports suggest she struggled to balance loyalty with prosecutorial independence. This led to embarrassing court losses and criticism over the release of Epstein-related documents. The handling of these files became a focal point of controversy, as online sleuths demanded full disclosure while the administration faced accusations of a cover-up. Law professor David Cole stated that Bondi failed to prosecute Trump's enemies and mishandled the Epstein files. The New York Times reported that the president's core dissatisfaction stemmed from Bondi's inability to serve his desire for revenge against perceived foes. The Hill noted that the failure to get Trump his scalps sealed her fate with Republicans and Democrats alike, agreeing on this point. He stated in an interview that he had never heard the president link the dismissal to the files.
House Oversight Committee subpoena for Bondi remains under review after her firing. Representative Nancy Mace stated on Friday that Attorney General Pam Bondi remains legally compelled to testify before the House Oversight Committee. However, the status of that subpoena is now under review following her firing on Thursday. Bondi was scheduled to testify on April 14th regarding her role in the release of Jeffrey Epstein files. Her dismissal has cast uncertainty over that proceeding as Todd Blanche now leads the Department of Justice. Bondi faced significant backlash for court losses and perceived mishandling of documents related to the convicted sex offender. She was reportedly told by Trump that her time in the administration had ended during a car ride to the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Despite her loyalty, she failed to deliver the criminal convictions of Trump's perceived adversaries that the president had urged. The handling of the Epstein files has been a central point of contention throughout her 14-month tenure. Todd Blanche assumed the acting role immediately following Bondi's departure and has sought to distance the department from the Epstein controversy. He stated in an interview that he had never heard the president link the dismissal to the files.
That's your Dorothy News update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.